So welcome to our first podcast of 12 rules every single dad needs to know. Here we are to explore what it means to be a dad, whether you're young, single, or you're just a seasoned veteran on this journey. Today I wanted to talk to you guys about something that's very close to my heart. What does it look like to use your God-given gifts to fully help you in raising your children in this time that you have a fatherhood? So if you're like me, you're a father, you feel overwhelmed all the time. You're unsure if you're even making a difference in your kid's life. As I was telling Alan here a few minutes ago, like my kids pay more attention to their phones than they do to me. It's terrible. I think I'm interesting. They don't think I'm interesting, but you know, they're kids. And so what I want to do is I want to dive into some practical steps to share with you on my journey of being a single father and how, as fathers, we really do have the power to influence. So I want to start by reading a social media post to you guys that I put out back in May. I caught some hate for this, but I also caught some really positive and feedback where I had a lot of dads and even some moms saying, thank you for sharing that. I really needed it. So I want to share that with you as we get started in this first podcast. And it says this: if I cry, it's okay. Men are allowed to cry. Okay. It says, the last 48 hours have been extraordinary. And honestly, they've made up for the hardships of the past few years. Let me take you back. 3 years ago, my divorce was finalized. After a long, tough period, COVID was looming. My mom just passed away. And my ex-wife made the decision to not fully engage with the kids. And that really hit me and the kids hard. But the most challenging moment came in early 2002, where it says, my kids returned home after spending a week with their mom, and they were visibly upset. After asking them what went wrong, my middle son dropped a bombshell. He said, my mom's moving to Florida. She didn't tell me that. She didn't tell the courts that. And she literally told the kids the day she was moving, that she was leaving for Florida. She didn't even wait for them to graduate. She just left. It is in a moment like that that I think fathers, especially single fathers, can relate to that feeling of abandonment, where I was feeling exactly what they were feeling because I felt it through the divorce as well. It's not just for yourself this time, but it's for your kids. But here's the thing. When you find yourself in a moment like that, you're faced with a choice. You can get lost in the hurt, or you can rise and become the dad that your kids need you to be more than ever. So what did I decide to do? I decided to put my kids first no matter what. We set family goals. We took vacations. Even one, I couldn't even afford it. I was literally on faith the entire time that we were going to make it through this vacation. I showed up at every school function. I visited them at their jobs. I just let them know I cared. The door to my bedroom was always open, ready for late night talks about anything and everything. Sometimes those talks would go for an hour. Sometimes they would go right up till I was about ready to get up that morning to go to work. But when one parent doesn't prioritize kids, it becomes the other parent's responsibility to make them the sole priority. So that's what I did. Fast forward to today. I'm so proud to say that my daughter just graduated high school. My sons are working at great companies, and my daughter is heading to cosmetology school. It wasn't easy, but I've learned that being a father isn't just about being present, but being fully engaged. And when I say engaged, I'm talking about emotionally, spiritually, and mentally investing in your kids. When you do that, it leaves a lasting impact. So dads, let me share a couple statistics for you to maybe help you remember as you're navigating this journey of fatherhood and single fatherhood. First of all, studies are saying that if the dad is involved in a kid's life, they're 39% more likely to earn mostly A's in school. My daughter was a 3.8 student. She was amazing. She did great. 45% of kids are less likely to repeat a grade if the dad's engaged in their lives. 60% less likely to be suspended, expelled from school, and twice as likely to attend college and find stable employment after high school. Brothers, these statistics, they speak volumes about the involvement of a dad in a kid's lives. It's not just academic success, it's emotional, it's physical, and it's spiritual success as well. Also, to add to that, that the presence of an involved father decreases the likelihood of drug use, teen pregnancy, even behavioral issues. The data is clear. Fathers are vital to their children's overall well-being. But it's not just about being physically present and emotionally engaged father that has shaped his children's self-esteem. It's their emotional health. It's those relationships that they're going to have later on in life. And the bottom line is your involvement matters. So two rules I want to share with you today before we get going towards the end of this podcast. Rule number one is this: life's not about you anymore, guys. It's about your kids. You got to put yourself aside. I know it's hard. I know you don't want to do it. I know that it's like one of those things you're like thinking, man, why can't I move on with life? Because your kids need you. That's why. So the first thing I did is I prioritized like my job. I made sure that I worked really hard. I worked three jobs and I had to make sure that they were taken care of because, like, you know, my ex didn't contribute. She just didn't. And so for you young dads out there, I know there's a lot of sleepless nights. I know there's a lot of like, is this ever going to end? But let me tell you, when your kids get older, you're going to miss it. Like I do. My kids are older now and I miss it. But it's easy for you to step back and think, hey, have I done my part? Am I doing what I need to do? It's easy to think those things. But I want you to think about this. Fathers who remain active in their kids' lives, even after divorce or separation, are more likely, the kids are more likely to be well-adjusted and confident children and confident adults. You may feel like you're just one person, but your impact is immeasurable. God has placed you in their lives for this reason. Like I said, guys, I went through the this sucks phase. I went through the I want to stay in bed phase all the time. But when you get up and you start moving forward and you start helping those kids achieve things, man, your life changes in big ways. And number two, forget your feelings. It's their time now. You know, I sat right here at this desk where I'm recording this podcast and I had the pity party for one. The only one who was invited was me. And I sat there, oh, this is so hard. I'm so tired. Why is this so difficult? I'm so broke. I went through all those phases. I get it. I understand. But it doesn't matter. You know, any of you who ever played sports, you got to suck it up and keep going. My coach used to say, rub some dirt on it. Where I wouldn't encourage rubbing dirt on your emotions, but you know, that's a different story. What I would say is it's okay to feel, it's not okay to get lost in the feelings, and it's not okay to let your feelings interfere with raising those kids. But here's one thing that I have learned, that being a dad means setting those feelings aside all the time. And it means focusing on your kids. There are times where I didn't know where the next paycheck was going to come from. I was an entrepreneur. I started a business and was running two other ones. I had no idea where money was going to come from at times. It just did. The hard work paid off. Money came in, took care of the kids. Life was good. Not all the time, but most of the time. And that doesn't mean you need to ignore your feelings. I would suggest finding a good counselor. I would suggest, like, if you have questions, like, you can go onto my website, 46lifecoaching.com. Send me an email. You can go on any of my Facebook or Instagram. It's Mark D. Ertin on Facebook and the People's Pastor on Instagram. Send me a message. I'll be glad to talk with you. I'm not a licensed counselor, but I have a lot of experience. So I'd be glad to sit down and talk with you, whatever it takes to help you out. Okay. So just remember something. You are their rock. You're your kid's rock. They don't have your other is not in this anymore, right? Single dad. But you're their rock. And sometimes that requires you putting aside your emotions just to be fully present. Put down your phone. Forget about the terrible work meeting. Forget about the bank account that's shrinking or shrunk. Put it aside and be present for them. This is where being a true single dad is really hard because you're carrying the full weight of both roles. You're both mother and father and provider and just trying to be who the Lord created you to be. It's hard, but you can do it. I promise. Because it is rewarding on the other side. So I want to go back and finish up that post that I made. Like, this is just some thoughts that I had after reading it. It says this. When I watched my daughter walk across that field and receive her diploma, I couldn't help but reflect on the journey that we'd been on. As the crowd started to clear, a friend of mine turned to me and said, "Congratulations, Mark, you did it." Well, I don't want to take credit for anyone's success. I know that as a parent, we have a role in that, but she worked really hard. Both my boys worked really hard. Okay. I'm not taking credit for their success, but there were a lot of sleepless nights and a lot of sacrifice that went into that. So as I step back, I realized something. I can't take credit for their success, but I was there watching it happen. And I was there encouraging it while it was happening. And I realized this, fathers, you can make a huge difference. It's enormous. If you're a father listening today, whether feeling like you're doing a great job or struggling to keep it together, know this. You can make a difference. God's given you everything you need to lead your children. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be willing. Trust me, I'm not perfect. You just have to be willing to step out and do what you can. Think about this. What would it look like if you use your gifts and join them where God was already working in your kids' lives just by listening to them? Just by sitting with them, by eating a meal with them, taking them out to dinner, maybe just going to take a walk and then talk with them on that walk, or going and sitting at a park, whatever it is, take that time and be present with them. I want to give you three powerful takeaways that I learned. Number one is this, be intentional with your time. Okay, we don't have time to waste, guys. Like, these kids need us now. And I know it's hard, but you can do it. They need you. So be intentional. Number two, encourage them daily. I send out a text message to my kids every single day. I put a scripture verse and I put like a little line of encouragement, usually about, I love them. I'm proud of them. I want them to have a great life, whatever it is. I have a lot of things that I put in there to make sure that they stay encouraged. And then finally, be patient with yourself. And this is such a hard one because, like, again, when bank accounts are low, emotions are high, it's tough to be patient with yourself and even be patient with your kids. But the fact is, because you matter so much, remember, you're their rock. You got to keep going. Remember, brothers, you got this. Hey, I want you to join us for our next podcast that we have coming up here soon. It's called It's Their Time Now. So check it out. See you guys soon. Everybody have a fantastic day. And thanks for joining us.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.